This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration has released a summary of its report on the deadly 2021 Afghanistan pullout and is laying the blame on the president's predecessor. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A review of what went wrong as U.S. forces ended the nation's longest war, the administration takes little responsibility for its own actions, saying President Biden was constrained by Donald Trump's moves to slash the U.S. troop presence and cut a deal with the Taliban.
Decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the report does note overly optimistic intelligence community assessments about Afghan forces.
Clearly, we didn't get things right here with Afghanistan.
The images of disorder at Kabul's airport remain fresh. Afghan families falling off U.S. planes during the evacuation and the devastation after a suicide bombing that killed 13 American troops. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Foreign Affairs Chairman Michael McCaul is in Taipei from meetings with officials, including Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. This comes just hours after Tsai spoke with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in California. The U.S. delegation is also set to meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials to discuss ways to strengthen the U.S.-Taiwan relationship. Lawmakers are expected to meet with President Tsai on Saturday. And Republicans who control the Tennessee House of Representatives voted on Thursday to expel Justin Jones, the first of three Democratic members of the legislature, for their role in a gun control demonstration at the State House last week. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate ministers of the Group of Seven countries may make the case for new investments in natural gas supply, despite assessments that such investments would thwart globally agreed-upon climate change goals. This, according to a document seen by the Reuters news agency. A draft of the G7 statement said the ministers would agree that new upstream investments in gas were needed because of the energy fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Japan's Coast Guard is conducting search and rescue operations for a military helicopter that disappeared from radar on Thursday in the nation's southwest islands near Taiwan. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Officials with Japan's Ground Self-Defense Force report the UH-60JA multipurpose helicopter was conducting surveillance activities with 10 people on board when it vanished from radar around 4:33 p.m. local time Thursday near the island of Miyakojima in Okinawa Prefecture, about 400 kilometers east of Taiwan. The officials say the aircraft did not respond to radio communications, and Japan Coast Guard ships were dispatched, with self-defense forces joining the search. Japan's defense ministry told the Japan Times two pilots, two mechanics, and six crew, all of whom are self-defense forces members, were on board the helicopter. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo the government was putting maximum priority on human life and rescue operations. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Police in San Francisco are asking for tips that might lead to an arrest after the fatal stabbing of tech executive Bob Lee. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In a statement released early this morning, San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott calls it a horrific crime. Officers responding to a report of a stabbing victim on the 300 block of Main Street on April 4th rendered aid, but were unable to save Robert Lee, the 43-year-old technology executive. Lee died at a hospital. MobileCoin CEO Josh Goldbard says in addition to founding Cash App, Lee made large contributions to Android at Google and was the first chief technology officer of Square before becoming the chief product officer for MobileCoin. Chief Scott says investigators are working tirelessly to make an arrest. The SFPD asked for anyone with information to call 415-575-4444 or text to tip 411. I'm Jennifer King.
The Ethiopian government said Thursday it intends to integrate all regional special forces either into the National Army or the federal or regional police. It's a move likely to be perceived as an attempt to diminish the autonomy of individual regions. Ethiopia is organized in 10 regions that enjoy a degree of autonomy ranging from having their own regional army to the right to use their own language. And a supertanker brought by the United Nations to remove oil from a ship abandoned off war-ravaged Yemen's coast departed from China on Thursday. The UN calls it a significant step in efforts to prevent a major oil spill. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.